Chapter 4. The Revolution Seen from a Writing Desk. By the time the American Revolution ended, Abigail Adams had become far more than the wife of a prominent statesman. She had become one of the era's sharpest witnesses. Her letters chart the movement from imperial crisis to independence, from wartime anxiety to the difficult work of building a republic. They preserve not only the famous public moments, but the texture around them. Inflation, shortages, family illness, military fear, loneliness, frustration, and determination. Historians value these letters because they keep national history from floating away into speeches alone. Abigail understood public character with unusual precision. She watched how men behaved under praise, stress, and authority. She could admire principle while noticing vanity. She could see when public language outran private conduct. This habit remained valuable after the war, when the new United States still had to prove that self-government could work. Her life also widened beyond wartime Massachusetts. John Adams served as diplomat in Europe and later as vice president and president. Abigail traveled, observed foreign courts and governments, and compared them to the American experiment. These experiences made her even more valuable as an interpreter of the early republic. She was not provincial in mind, even when rooted in domestic responsibility. When she lived abroad in places such as Paris and London, Abigail saw monarchy, ceremony, and hierarchy close at hand. She could compare them to the rougher, less settled American model. She did not always enjoy court life, but she learned from it. She became even more aware that republics are fragile because they lack the easy symbols and inherited structures monarchies rely on. A republic has to persuade people to behave as citizens, not merely subjects. That lesson mattered when John Adams became the second president of the United States in 1797. Abigail, now First Lady, was deeply informed and fully capable of political judgment. She read widely, followed debate closely, and remained a trusted advisor to her husband. Critics sometimes sneered at her influence, but their sneers reveal as much about gender expectations as they do about Abigail. Men were often comfortable receiving help from intelligent women in private while resisting any public acknowledgement that such help mattered. Her life also forces an honest view of the founding generation's limits. Abigail criticized slavery, but she lived in a society built around unfree labor and did not stand wholly outside its assumptions. She demanded fuller regard for women, but the legal and political order around her changed slowly. She valued republican principle, but she could also be severe in judgment and partisan in conflict. Like the nation she helped observe into being, she was impressive and incomplete at once. That complexity is exactly why she remains worth studying. Abigail Adams shows that revolutions are not made only in congresses and camps. They are made in correspondence, in households that survive long separations, in people who keep asking whether political principles reach far enough, and in observers who refuse to let a nation flatter itself too easily. She did not write the Declaration of Independence. She did not command troops at Yorktown. She did not sign the Constitution. Yet if one wants to understand what the American Revolution felt like to live through and what its promises looked like when viewed by someone intelligent enough to admire them and skeptical enough to test them, Abigail Adams is essential. She saw war begin from home. She saw independence announced while women remained politically excluded. She saw the Republic rise and knew from the start that its work was unfinished. That unfinished quality may be the deepest reason her voice still sounds modern. She reminds readers that founding moments are not sacred because they are complete. They are important because they begin arguments that later generations must keep pressing. Abigail Adams helped begin those arguments with clarity, courage, and a pen always close at hand.